So I'm sorry for the delay. Welcome to my presentation on spatiotemporal signal preprocessing for multi-channel acoustic echo cancellation. First of all, I would like to give an outline of my presentation. I would introduce my presentation by briefly reviewing the problem of multi-channel acoustic echo cancellation. The approach I would present in my lecture concerns massive multi-channel reproduction systems, and for that I would like to reintroduce some basic properties of massive multi-channel reproduction systems. After that, I will introduce the novel approach for spatiotemporal preprocessing and give afterwards some rules of design for practical implementations. And after that, I would conclude with an outlook. So I think you have seen similar block diagram in this session. So for that, I suppose you know what is the scenario. So we have here just a far end and a near end room. And the idea of acoustic echo cancellation is to create a replica of the near end room modeled as a MIMO FIR filter. And the coefficients of that MIMO FIR filter are usually determined by a least squares optimization. The optimal solution reads or is given by the Wiener-Hopf equation, also known as a normal equation. Here we have the inverse of RxX, which is the inverse of the correlation matrix of the loudspeaker signals in the near end room. And RxY denotes the cross correlation matrix between the loudspeaker signals and the microphone signals in the near end room. In practice, the filters are determined adaptively because the acoustic of the room could be variable over the time. It can be shown that the speed of convergence of adaptive filters depends on the eigenspread of the autocorrelation matrix. And fortunately, in typical full duplex communication scenarios, we have only few active sources in the far end room, and these sources are rendered by many loudspeakers in the near end room. Hence, we have an ill-conditioned RxX. And how to cope with this problem? The idea is to preprocess the loudspeaker signal in the near end room in order to decorrelate the channels with respect to each other. The preprocessing techniques have to fulfill at least three requirements. And the first one is for sure the convergence enhancement. The second requirement is that the preprocessing technique doesn't introduce audible distortion on the signal. And also that the preprocessing technique doesn't introduce audition complexity factors. For stereo-based reproduction systems, you can find many approaches for preprocess the loudspeaker signals. And here I mention only two. The first one was introduced by Benesty. And the idea of it is to introduce non-linearities to the signals. This approach features very low complexity, but the distortion that it introduces become quite terrible for high quality signals, for example, music contents or something like that. And second perceptually well-motivated approach was introduced by Jürgen Heere, and it bases on a frequency selective phase modulation of the loudspeaker signals. So here the loudspeaker signals are decomposed into subbands by means of analysis filter bank, and the subband signals or the phase of the subband signals are modified in a frequency-dependent modulating signal. And now I come to the second point and would like to introduce the massive multi-channel reproduction systems. So sound field synthesis systems aims at the synthesis of the sound field reproduced by a virtual source S within an extended area V using an ensemble of loudspeakers on the boundary of that area. Here, D delta V in that figure. There's many techniques for solving this problem, and some of them are specialized on specific arrays geometry, for example, the near-field compensated higher-order ambisonics, which is specialized on circular and spherical arrays. There's also for planar and linear arrays, the so-called spectral division method, SDM, and more or less one array geometry independent technique is a WFS, the wave field synthesis technique, which works for linear, planar, and other convex array geometries. For sure, the real or practical implementations of sound field synthesis are discrete, and therefore they accept something like an aliasing frequency, and we can say that the controllability of the sound field is available only up to a given frequency. And here we see in the simulation a linear array with 20 loudspeakers, and here at a frequency at 800 hertz, which is below the aliasing frequency of this linear array, the wavefront can be reconstructed correctly. And here for 2,800 hertz, which is over the aliasing frequency, we see that the wavefront cannot be reconstructed trustly. So, and to our problem that we would like to implement an acoustic echo canceller for such a setup with massive multi-channel systems. This problem is challenging, not only because that the autocorrelation matrices are very large and ill-conditioned, but in addition, it can be shown that the sound field synthesized by massive multi-channel reproduction techniques are very sensitive to any deviation on the driving signals introduced due to pre-processing. And here it should be noted that the perception, or from a psychoacoustic point of view, that the perception of synthesized wave fields by sound field synthesis techniques are completely, is completely different than of stereophonic based techniques. And hence, any temporal pre-processing should be avoided. So we cannot do any pre-processing techniques. And how to cope with this problem? And therefore, we have introduced a novel approach for spatiotemporal AEC preprocessing, and this novel approach bases actually on a very old wisdom, namely prevention is better than cure. And what we would like to do, what we would like to do is actually to just put here an additional processing unit that modifies the loudspeaker signals in such a way that the wave field is set to zero at the positions of the microphones. So we'd like to divide the listening area into two zones. One zone is quiet, where the microphone area is supposed to be, and another listening area where the desired field is reconstructed trustly. The problem of creating zones of quiet is not new, and in the literature you can find many studies on it, and here I have listed only some of it. But here I would like to introduce a new analytical approach for creating zones of quiet with linear array. This approach is best illustrated by, basing on the method of spectral division method, and therefore I would like to just give the theoretical basics of that method. And this method it bases actually on the idea that the wave field reproduced by a linear distribution of secondary sources can be expressed by a convolution of the driving signals of that secondary sources with the green function of that sources. And the green functions can be understood as a spatiotemporal transfer domain of the secondary sources. In the following derivation, we will restrict our consideration on a reference line. And if we do that, we can see that we have a one-dimensional convolution, and for it, the convolution theorem holds. So if we do a Fourier transform, we get a multiplication, and by rearrangement, we get an expression for the driving function. Here's the idea for creating the zone of quiet is actually just by multiplying the desired wave field by a specific window. And if we reformulate that in the wave number domain, we get an expression for the desired wave field in the wave number domain, and we get after that an expression for the driving signals. To prove that our approach is applicable to acoustic echo cancellation, we have computed the attenuation that can be done by this approach by creating a zone of quiet, and we put here a microphone and refer the attenuation to that point, which is supposed to be in the sweet spot. And we got an attenuation up to 70 dB, which is comparable with typical echo return loss enhancement requirements. As I have shown that the controllability of the wave field can be done only up to the aliasing frequency, and therefore for higher frequencies, acoustic echo cancellation or typical acoustic echo cancellation must be still applied. And therefore, we propose here dividing or analyze or decomposing the signal into subbands, and for the lower frequencies, just to use our approach, and for the higher frequencies, to applying the acoustic echo cancellation. Yeah, and that approach can be also used with circular arrays, which are more interesting for spatial audio reproduction systems, for example, by applying the approach represented by Appiah Pala. And I come to the conclusion. The intuition of my work was to show that the acoustic echo cancellation can be done in a distributed manner on the loudspeaker side and on the microphone side, and not only as it has been done just on the microphone side. And I have shown one method for creating zones of quiet with linear loudspeaker arrays, and I have shown that the limitation that we have is dependent on the aliasing frequency of the loudspeaker array. Therefore, frequency selective implementation should be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have time for a question or two. Steve, I wonder, would you be able to use the mic? Do you mind? I forgot to ask you last time.
I was wondering if you have people inside your array, would they change as they move around? Would they affect the quiet zones, the geometry of that?
Yeah, actually, we have considered only the analytical case, actually, and we have set for the grain function the free field grain function, but for practical implementation, it should be implemented in an adaptive manner, actually.
Okay.
So we will have just a mismatch between the supposed grain function and the real one grain function, and therefore we will not get the performance of doing the quiet zone as we have simulated.
My, what would the geometry be of the relationship of the microphones and the loudspeakers? I think typically the microphones are near the loudspeakers on the circuit. In this, you know, maybe in a concentric circle, where have you thought about that? Would they be in the very center, or
the microphone geometry? We are independent, actually, from the microphone geometries.
Okay.
All these loudspeaker geometries we have simulated with omnidirectional loudspeakers. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you include the effect of room reflections?
No.
And so I just wondered, because the low-frequency stuff you basically do by, well, making the quiet zone, yeah?
Yeah.
But it becomes an active noise cancellation problem if you have microphones in the quiet zone. You can use that feedback. Is that a feasible approach to force the null at the point of the microphones in an active noise cancellation paradigm?
Yeah, maybe it's a good idea. I don't know. We haven't considered that, but it seems to be. Good idea. Okay.
Please.
Yeah. I just have the same concern as Steve's one. Yeah. I think is that when people are near the microphone. Near the microphone.
Yeah.
What happened to them? They will not hear anything.
Exactly. They will not hear anything.
So.
Yeah. Actually, therefore, I have shown that it's more interesting to to do that consideration with enclosing array, because we can define here a zone of quiet which is restricted on the position of the microphone. So only at the microphone position you wouldn't hear anything. But in the listening position, so for example, if you can imagine that if that is a conference room and here is a table where the microphone is on it, so it wouldn't be actually very practical for the people to put their head on the table to see if they hear something or not. Yeah, that's actually the idea.
Great. Well, thank you very much to all of our speakers this afternoon, and this is the end of the session.